Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time, and from Jamaica we hear from Father Clifton Harris, a pastor in Kingston, with a preaching called Authentic Itinerant Preaching.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on that day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. When St. Dominic founded the Order of Preachers in 1216, one of his strongest emphases was on mendicancy, begging for daily bread. That is, hand to mouth. He had seen that the luxurious lifestyle of the official preachers sent to combat the Albigensian heresy in southern France contrasted sharply with the very simple lifestyle of the heretical preachers. The latter were winning converts. The former were getting nowhere in their efforts. Dominic realized that one's lifestyle spoke long before one could verbally proclaim the kingdom of heaven. That insight was not new. It is clearly stated in today's gospel from the gospel according to Matthew. In this gospel, Jesus sends his 12 apostles to announce the kingdom of heaven. They have to be detached from possessions, even from people. They are to be poor also, in the sense that they must accept the insecurity of not being received well. Perhaps we could retain these words of Jesus today. You receive without charge, give without charge. Your love, your service, your commitment. I think this is what Jesus is speaking about. In other words, give to others the fruits of your contemplation. The gospel reminds me of what I have been doing in my itinerant preaching for the last couple of years. You see, for the last few years, I've been preaching for one of the largest international relief and development organizations in the United States. It is an interdenominational Christian organization that assists the poor in 17 countries in the Caribbean and Latin America, calling men and women to put their faith into action as we proclaim the kingdom of God. Preaching for this charity organization reminds me of our mission to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. These are not two separate actions, but one vocation lived in fullness. Jesus himself is the kingdom, reminds us in John 10:10. He is the life, the truth, and the peace our hearts long for. And we, as his disciples, we are called to make his presence known through our words and above all through our lives. But here is a challenge. Do people really see Christ when they see us? You see, friends, too often we have spoken of rules and forgotten to speak of Jesus. We lay the rules down. Too often we have defended doctrine without showing the face of mercy. We are not salesmen of religion. Far from it. We are witnesses of a living person, Jesus Christ. We also have the power in this commission to heal, not just as doctors or counselors, no, but as men and women who bring peace, joy, and compassion to others. What is that? What does that look like? A smile, a kind word, a listening ear. It can be more healing than any medicine. When we live with Christ in our hearts, we become his gentle hands, reaching out to lift the broken and restore the weary. When all of this is put together, it constitutes a very big challenge. Why? Because we cannot give what we do not have. We need peace in our hearts to bring peace to others. We need to be cleansed of what does not come from God. A talking, those resentment, the pride, the gossip, the envy. So hear what? Let us ask Jesus today to purify our hearts so that our life become vessel of his love. In this gospel, there are opportunities for all of us in Jesus' commission. The challenge comes from finding the courage to make the first step towards a deliberate and intentional effort to live our faith in public and not simply in the pews on Sunday. We can't become one day Christians. We live out all the virtues only on the Sunday. We act them out. No. It's every day. As St. Dominic tried to instill in us, it has to be word and action. Our baptism has made us missionaries. Pope Francis oftentimes challenges us to be missionary disciples. That is what we are. So don't wait for permission to be holy. Don't wait to feel perfect to speak about Jesus. Don't do it. Don't just talk about Jesus on a Sunday. Just go out. Bring joy. Bring the joy of Jesus, his peace, his healing. Our world is wounded, but you and I are not powerless. With Jesus, your life can be light and balm for many. Let us go out and proclaim. Let us go out and heal. Amen.